Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to whatever the guy just said there. He sounds good. Whoever it is who did the voiceover on that intro jingle, hire him. He is available for surprisingly good rates because difficult times. Anyway, so welcome along to a radio show podcast thing. We did a show that goes out in London and Essex, two lovely places. And then we edit it down and it goes out on the internet, which is an absolute cesspit. Or did I get those two the wrong way around? Anyway, the point is, we did a radio show. Hang on, I need to turn the heating off as well. There we go. The shed is freezing at this time of year. We do this from the home shed studio, broadcasting from a shed. The flipping future is what this is. And we get to analyse the news. Look, I've done recorded earlier today a thing for Talk TV where we talk about some international news. Later on tonight, although you won't... later on tonight, I'm on GB News, so you can hear me talk about the day's news on there. You want the news that's not even worthy of those stations? Then you've come to the right place. The other news stories get analysed right here. On the show today, topic-wise, ghosts. I love picking on ghosts because they're not real, so they're not going to write letters of complaint. A thing about the TV, fake tan. This could be the most controversial thing I've ever said on radio, given that we broadcast in East London and Essex. Anyway, we'll see if I get in trouble. You don't want to upset the fake tanners, though, do you? Like the salons that do fake tan, because they would mess you up. They could make you look like a walking dirty protest. So maybe I'll be nice. Something about zombies and... Have you fallen in love with your plumber? All of that and more by the end of today's show. You know this show is the place to come to for useful advice, for information that could help you survive. Well, you know, certainly we talk about a zombie apocalypse quite a lot. Mainly in how to survive it, sometimes welcoming it. You know what's in the news some days. But apparently a remote Scottish island would be the best place to survive a doomsday or a zombie apocalypse. The Scottish Highlands is ranked as the safest place due to its abundance of scenic trails and wilderness areas. Do zombies not like scenery? Surely the best place to avoid zombies is like places with stairs. They don't seem very good at that. Or places with, I mean, not a cattle grid, they get across that. Places where you have to like be a bit nimble. So somewhere across stepping stones. You're safe, are you? If you've made it across a river with stepping stones and zombies are behind you, they're back there at the bottom of the river after us. Apparently the second place is a secluded coastal region of Argyll and Bute, followed by Orkney Isles. These are all the best places. It's bad news for London and Lewisham in particular, which have been ranked the worst for survivability. I agree, and I'm not even sure we're still talking about zombies. I would just like to show my disapproval at some newspapers. This one. There's a story that apparently Luke the Nuke Littler he's changed since he became famous. 16-year-old lad, you must have seen him. We were all talking about darts for one weekend, weren't we? He has stopped eating kebabs. The 17-year-old dart sensation liked nothing better than a kebab wrap or a doner with lettuce. Going, not that much lettuce, come on. His local takeaway even named a snack after him. So apparently, was it his preparation or what he'd do after the game? I can't remember what we read. But he'd play a bit of darts and he'd have a kebab. Of course you would. He's now quit the kebabs. He's giving up late-night grub, including burgers, in order to keep himself in condition for the professional darts tour. Yeah, because... We all know darts players look like they are peak physical human fitness. But the thing I'm really going to moan about is Luke Littler is losing weight and the headline didn't say Luke Littler. What's the point of tabloids? Previously on the show, we talked about how there was a spate. Was this in the actual show or did we do it in the podcast? There was a news story that people are hooking up with their tradespeople. That they're ordering someone to come round and have a look at their pipes. And, well, they're coming round and they're having a look at the pipes. Thousands of us now are having longer relationships with tradesmen than we do with our partners. A whopping 79% say that they stay loyal to the same worker, carrying them from home to home. And a quarter admitted that they've relied on their tradespeople for at least 10 years. So some people are having more physical relationships with their tradies. Some people are having better relationships with their tradies. I'm starting to think, forget dating apps. If you want to get yourself a life partner, if you want to get your relationship sorted out, get yourself on TrustaTrader. TV presenter, what's her name, Lorraine Kelly, says that she fears being axed. That's a, I'm reading this from a newspaper. Everyone else in life gets fired, but in a newspaper you get axed. Lorraine Kelly says that despite her long TV career, she's still worried about it. The Good Morning Britain presenter has been a mainstay on ITV for decades, but she says it's incredible that I'm still there after all this time. But she's worried about it. But she's good at a job and people like her. So imagine what it's like to be me. Because, of course, I worry about it. I'm axed most weeks. Honestly, I don't know how people manage to cope. So she's worried about it. But the thing is, if she was fired from ITV, she'd get work elsewhere. I'd be on here more. So if anything, you should cross your fingers and hope my TV work keeps coming in. This just in. A mushroom has been found sprouting from the back leg of a tiny frog, leaving scientists baffled. It doesn't wash very often. I don't know why it's that much of a... Oh, sorry. No, I know. It's because the frog is a fun guy. It's as good as you're going to get today, so just take it. Podcast done. Not a lot out there today. We didn't actually talk about tans after all, did we? Actress Daisy Cooper, Daisy Mae Cooper, was hoping for a Golden Globe, but ended up looking like mucky. Don't know what that means. Basically, she used a fake tan and it went wrong. That's not that serious until you're Justin Trudeau it. Do you know what I mean? If you like Ross from Friends or whatever, if you look like you've got a bad tan, fair enough. You look like you've turned up to a fancy dress party inappropriately, you'll never work again. Junior doctors are on strike. No one's surprised by that. Just... Parents have revealed some of the oddest things their babies have tried to eat, including a slug, coal, keys, and cat litter. You're bad parents. No, slug? Coal? I mean, obviously that survey probably includes the North, so it's... I get away with that because I'm from the North, so I can probably say that's what they eat up there. Hey up, young lad needs to eat coal. And TV presenter Yvette Fielding won't go to the loo on her own because she's worried about ghosts. That feels like... Given that she's such an expert on ghosts, do you think ghosts bother that much about your toilet habits? Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine you've lived a life, you've died, you're in limbo, your spirit is not settled. And you think, oh no, I'll go and watch the Yvette Fielding, take a waz. I just don't buy it. You're up to date with all the news that you possibly could be up to date with. Subscribe to get more of these kind of things dropping in your inbox. Social media me, at Mr. Stephen Allen. I meant to mention this more. Emails, I got burped. Me, at Mr. Stephen Allen, to get in touch, and we do some voice things on there as well. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, Almost Daily.